Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord is in your midst. He's mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing." God has a voice and he sings. Could you lift a hand or two? Say, "Lord, sing over me tonight. Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, quiet us. Oh God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. He hears us when we call, and he calls back."
Amen, amen, amen.
The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone. I am here. I am Prophetess Dominique, and I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to this wonderful Sunday explosion. Hallelujah. We're going to start off with our recording of our blowing of a shofar. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we're just going to go ahead and go into our scripture. Amen. I have two on today that I would like to share that was on my heart. Song of Songs 115 says, "How beautiful you are, my darling. How very beautiful. Your eyes are dove." Amen, amen. And another one is Songs of Songs 2:10, "My love calls to me, arise, my darling, come away, my beautiful one." Amen, amen. That is out of Songs, amen. And I guess we're just going to go forth, hallelujah, praise God. We're going to go forth and call Apostle Trina for our open prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Wash us and purify us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say today, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray and thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for showing up and showing out, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for blessing the speaker, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you for the worship. We thank you, Father God, for altar call. We thank you for healing, signs, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for your glory. We thank you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. There is no God like our God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the speaker today, Lord God. Thank you for your word going forth with in power, with signs and wonders, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for changing and transforming us, Lord God, from the inside out, Lord God, that we will never be the same, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us hearts of obedience to love you and serve you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing everyone on the line, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. The mic is yours, Prophetess Dominique. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Apostle Trina, we're just going to go ahead and let you go ahead and blow the shofar at this time. Amen.
Praise God. I'm not at home. I'm out. I'm away from home right now, so I'm not in the position where I have it with me, and I apologize for that.
Okay, that's fine.
Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings. Prophetess Dominique, I'm able, we can still blow the shofar. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the blowing of the shofar. And now we're going to go into testimony. Amen.
Joram, son of Ahab, became king of Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned 12 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father and mother had done. He got rid of the sacred stone of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them. Now Mesha, king of Moab, raised sheep, and he had to pay the king of Israel a tribute of 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But after Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So at that time, King Joram set out from Samaria and mobilized all Israel. He also sent this message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah.
The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab?
I will go with you,
he replied.
I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses.
By what route shall we attack?
He asked.
Through the desert of Edom,
he answered. So the king of Israel set out with the king of Judah and the king of Edom. After a roundabout march of 7 days, the army had no more water for themselves or for the animals with them.
What?
Exclaimed the king of Israel.
Has the Lord called us three kings together only to deliver us into the hands of Moab?
But Jehoshaphat asked,
Is there no prophet of the Lord here through whom we may inquire of the Lord?
An officer of the king of Israel answered,
Elisha, son of Shaphat, is here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah.
Jehoshaphat said,
The word of the Lord is with him.
So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel,
Why do you want to involve me? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother.
No,
the king of Israel answered.
Because it was the Lord who called us three kings together to deliver us into the hands of Moab.
Elisha said,
As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not pay any attention to you. But now bring me a harvest.
While the harvest was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha, and he said,
This is what the Lord says. I will fill this valley with pools of water. For this is what the Lord says. You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands. You will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones.
The next morning, about the time for offering the sacrifice, there it was, water flowing from the direction of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Now all the Moabites had heard that the kings had come to fight against them. So every man, young and old, who could bear arms was called up and stationed on the border. When they got up early in the morning, the sun was shining on the water. To the Moabites across the way, the water looked red, like blood.
That's blood,
they said.
Those kings must have fought and slaughtered each other. Now to the plunder, Moab.
But when the Moabites came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and fought them until they fled. And the Israelites invaded the land and slaughtered the Moabites. They destroyed the towns, and each man threw a stone on every good field until it was covered. They stopped up all the springs and cut down every good tree. Only Kir Hareseth was left with its stones in place, but men armed with slings surrounded it and attacked it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, He took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom, but they failed. Then he took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king, and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall. The fury against Israel was great. They withdrew and returned to their own land.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for that testimony today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to go into seed planting by our very own prophetess, Evil Eye. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I will be coming from Deuteronomy 8 and 18. And it says, remember the Lord your God, for he is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. So confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, and it is today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is saying that you will have the ability to produce wealth. That means he already has given you your wealth already, to produce it, to get it started, to restore it, to revive it, to renew it. Like everyone on this line, someone had, our apostle had produced this, her own wealth. The apostle had produced her own sight. So this is what God is saying, that he give you the ability already to produce whatever your wealth is, whatever you're good at. That's what he giving you the spirit to do. This is what he giving you the ability to do, to produce your wealth. So he's saying that this is what he promised way before we were born to our forefathers, as it is for today. So whatever we desire to do, he's going to make it so. And whatever we tithe our 10%, this is how he's going to make it so. And this is what everyone can participate in. We can go on iamruby.com and push donate and tithe your 10%. Because that's all God asks for is 10%. And if you want to sow a seed just because, sowing it to an apostle, or just because you just want to, you know, get a financial breakthrough or a breakthrough or anything, this is the time where you can sow a seed and just take that leap of faith and knowing that God is going to change your life. He had done it for me many years ago, and he's still doing it for me now. Law of attraction, praying every day. It is good for your life. Trust me, I know. It is great. You think about it. You think about the positive thing. You think about it. Every day, my mom, every time I tithe, Apostle T tell us to pray over our tithes before she started laying hands or praying over it. She tell us to pray over our tithes first. And when we pray, you pray for things that you desire to have, and God's just beginning to start showing you it automatically, different ways. It just, trust me, I know I am a tither myself. I'm not just telling you this because. I'm telling you because I've seen it happen before so many times. So this is where everyone can participate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear Lord God, we come to you right now, Lord God, for those who cannot sow, Lord God. You ask, Lord God, that they would be able to sow whatever they have, Lord God. Lord God, let them be able to sow whatever they have, because if you know their hearts, Lord God, that they really have the ability to sow, Lord God. And those who do have it, Lord God, let them be able to sow also, Lord God. Let them be able to sow that 10%, Lord God, that you have given them, Lord God, to be able to bless them, Lord God, because that you will bless them way better, Lord God, when they give it to you, Lord God. Lord God, so I just thank you, Father God, for blessing the tithers, Lord God, and the sowers, Lord God, and to enhance their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for everything you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Dominique, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for all that was able to give and all that wish they could. Amen. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for that. Amen. Now we're going to go into our praise and worship. Hallelujah.
يسود أمان نفسي بالك ولن أخشان البحور موجا يثور أمام خط ظلك فأنت لي أنا لك thank you.
against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. Enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I wanna let you know today that you will win. Hey, yeah. I know you're hurt.
Everything attached to you wins.
to you, point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you with. Come on, that's it, tell them, everything attached to you with. And just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your
you've got God to carry you.
It's your
that's what he's going to do tonight.
Because
you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins. This is what I need you to do. Because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stand at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner. Maybe you didn't know it before, but now you know it tonight. Now you know it tonight. You are a winner. You are.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. We thank God for that wonderful praise and worship on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, we're going to have our very own speaker of the hour. What can I say about this woman of God? She is very powerful, very helpful. Hallelujah. She has many hats in our ministry. Whenever we need her, she's always there, always prepared and equipped and ready to go at all times. And I'm going to present to you and to others, Pastor Felisa. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can everyone hear me on today?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just come in your name on today. Just thank you for another opportunity to come before your people, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, for this Remy word right now on today, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, that it is 11:11, Father God, and that we can prophesy, declare, and decree whatever we want on today, Father God, and the archangel Raziel will be there to help us get it. Father God, we just bless your holy name on today, Father God, for the fresh oil being poured, Father God, the fuego fire that's burning up everything that's not like you, the manifestations, the miracle signs, and wonders, and breakthroughs. We just bless your holy name, and we say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today's topic is going to be, and this is a message for our young people on today. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to the parents, and I'm going to talk to our young people on today. My God, the topic is, what are you doing to save other young people? And then the subtopic is, what is truly going on with our young people. Amen, amen. The topic is, what are you doing to save our young people? And again, the subtopic is, what is truly going on with our young people? My God, we're going to come from a couple different main scriptures. The first main scripture will be John 3:16. My God. And we know that this is a popular scripture. My God. And it reads John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him would not die, but would have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world so that he would condemn the world, but so that the world would be saved through him. My God, we're going to go to our next scripture, which is going to be Hosea 4 and 6. My God, it's another popular scripture that we read in the Bible. My God, Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are cut off, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. So you will not be a priest to me, since you have forgotten the Torah, teaching of your God. I shall also forget your children. My God, and our last scripture, my God, that we're going to come from out of the main scriptures will be Joel 3, verses 1 through 5. It is also repeated in Acts 2, verses 16 through 21. Joel 3, 1 through 5 reads, and it will be afterward that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And I shall pour out my spirit also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days. And I shall show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Verse 5. And it will be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. For deliverance will be in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord will call. My God, what are you doing to save our young people? And what is truly going on with our young people? My God, today's youth do not know that Jesus died for their sins. They also do not know, my God, they are perishing from lack of knowledge. They are dying prematurely before it's their time. They also do not know what the Lord has in store for them as children of his. My God, I have six things that are affecting our young people. We're going to go to Genesis 19, verses 4 through 14, and we're going to read about homosexuality. That is an ancient demon, my God, and that is one of the main things that are affecting our young people on today. My God, this is where we know this demon came into existence in Genesis 19, my God, and we're going to start off with verse 4, my God, and it reads, but before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came into you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can know them. And Lot went out to them at the door and shut the door behind him and said, I pray you, brothers, do not behave so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters who have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and you do to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore they came under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one came in to sojourn, and he thinks he is a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, Lot, and came near to break the door. But the man took forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house and to them and shut the door. And they struck the men that were at the door of the house of blindness, both small and great, they worried themselves to find the door. And the man said to Lot, do you have here any besides yourself, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whoever you have in the city? Bring them out of this place. We will destroy this place because their cry has become great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. My God, my God. And verse 14 reads, and Lot went out to spoke to his son-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed like one who teased to his son-in-law. My God, my God. So homosexuality is an ancient demon, and it is something that is affecting our young people. My God, my God. A lot of young people, my God, do not know that Jesus loves them. My God, my God. They aren't being told that homosexuality is a sin, an ancient demon. My God, my God. They are taught that it is okay to be a lesbian, to be gay, to be transsexual and transgender and all that. My God, my God. As young people, you have to let them know that this is what the Bible says. My God, that this is not acceptable. This is not how God designed you to be. He designed man and woman to be together, to get married and to procreate, to replenish the earth. But the lesson in this part of Genesis 19 is that because the men of the city wanted to do vile things to the angels of the Lord who was staying with Lot and his family, my God, my God, that is why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. My God, my God. We read back the previous chapter, Abraham had asked the Lord, would he save Sodom and Gomorrah? And he asked them, if he find X amount of people, would he destroy them? And the Lord said, no. So Abraham tried to go to battle for Sodom and Gomorrah, but when they did those things and tried to come against the angels of the Lord, God decided to destroy them to make an example out of them, to let you all and us know that this is not right. This is something that is ancient. This homosexual demon is something that is there to destroy you from the inside out. My God, my God. And as we know in John 3:16, God loved you enough to send his holy begotten son to die on the cross for your sins. So it's important that you tell other young people about this so that they can repent and be saved. We also read in Genesis 19 and 8, which is my second point, about how Lot offered up his two virgin daughters to basically be gang raped by the men in Sodom and Gomorrah. A lot of children are in the sex trafficking trade, my God, my God, and a lot of them are reaching out to their peers. And as peers, your job is to pray for them and to let them know that God is there and he desires them to live a different life. My third point is, we see also in Genesis 19, and I'm going to read verses 30 through 38, about incest. This is how this came into play. And Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in a mountain, and his two daughters were with him, for he feared to stay in Zoar, and he lived in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come in to us according to the stature of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him so we can preserve our father's seed. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not perceive when she lay down, but when she arose. And it was the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, behold, last night I lay with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and you go in and lie with him, so we can preserve our father's seed. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him. And he was not aware when she lay down or when she arose. Both the daughters of Lot were thus with child by their father. And the firstborn son called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Mohawk to this day. Verse 38, and the younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ami. The same is the father of the children Ammon to this day. So we know that incest is also another ancient demon. And it came in through Genesis 19:30-38 with Lot's two daughters. How the no-name got into their ears and said, okay, we need to preserve our father's seed. Let's go and lie down with our father and have children with him. A lot of young people are going through that where they're being taught that incest is okay. You as young people can show them in the Bible where this is not okay. So your parents to do this or your family members to do this. It's not okay for this to be going on for you all to do this. My fourth point is going to be rape. We know rape came in through Genesis 34, verses 1 through 7, and we're going to read about Dinah. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her, and his very being yearned for Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the girl and spoke kindly to the girl. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, get me this girl for my wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they came. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. Verse 7, and the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were extremely angry, because he had wrought folly in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. So we see that in Genesis 34, verses 1 through 7, this is where we see where rape was introduced. My God, my God. And as young people, my God, my God, a lot of our young people are being raped. They're being human sex trafficked. As young people who have friends who are in this, you can show them in the Bible where this is wrong. You can show them also, my God, that John 3:16, that God loves them enough that he died for their sins and that there's a better way for them, and don't give up, to stay encouraged. My next point is going to be about anger. My God, my God. And we're going to come from Psalms 37, verse 7. My God, my God. And we're going to talk about anger. Says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret yourself because of the one who succeeds in his way, because of the man who brings wicked device to pass. Verse 8, stop being angry, abandon wrath. Do not fret yourself in any way to do evil. So we see that a lot of our youth are dealing with anger. My God, my God. And the anger is something that will consume them. But as young people, you can let them know to rest in the Lord and to wait patiently for him. My God, my God. And that to know, my God, that the man who brings wicked devices will come to pass. My God, and that they need to stop being angry and to abandon that wrath. And that do not fret in any way to do evil. And my last point will be abandonment. A lot of our young people are going through abandonment. And we know what Joshua 1:9, Hebrews 13:5, and I'm going to read Deuteronomy 31:6 says. And this is where we know, my God, that Jesus will, my God, that God will be with us forever. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, my God. And we just need to remind our young people of this. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong, be of good courage, do not be in awe. Do not be terrified of them. The Lord your God, it is he who is going with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. My God, my God. God wants the young people to know that he loves them according to John 3:16. And to do not be afraid according to Deuteronomy 31:6 and Joshua 1:9. to cast all their cares upon him, according to Psalms 55 and 2 and 1 Peter 5 and 7. Jesus loves you more than you'll ever know. The world does not love you like Jesus does. The no-name wants to steal, kill, and destroy you, but Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10 and 10. So young people, continue to do what God has called you to do. This journey you are on is to make you stronger in your faith, your walk, and anointing in the Lord. Remember that God loves you. He loved you enough to send his only begotten Son to die on the cross for your sin. My God, all you have to do is begin to call on the name of Jesus. My God, you have to know that there is power and only in the name of Jesus. Everything that you're going through right now as a young people, it is temporary. It's just a test and a trial. It is just designed to make you stronger and better. My God, and God wants the young people to reach out to the other young people. My God, the elders are reaching out to them. My God, but we know that the young people tend to listen to their peers a lot more than their parents and the elders. My God, we are passing the torch on to you young people to continue to tell your people, your friends about Jesus, my God, your peers about Jesus, to begin to share the word with them, my God, so that they can be saved too, because it's God's desire that no one young person go to hell, but that they all go to heaven and live eternally. Father God, we just thank you for today, for this, to our young people, my God, we thank you, Father God, that all of the young people will be saved. We cancel our higher devotion in the name of Jesus. Homosexuality, Father God, anger, rage, Father God, incest, Father God, human sex trafficking, Father God, we come against, Father God, anything that's trying to come against our young people, Father God, that's trying to make them perish for lack of knowledge, Father God, we bind your peace, love, and joy to our young people on today, Father God, and we thank you for just another opportunity to come before you and talk to our young people on today, Father God. We pray that this word will bless their lives and enrich their lives, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Prophetess Dominique. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for that wonderful word that went forth, that wonderful, powerful, right now word that came forth on today. Lord, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was all the fruit we needed. That was our lunch, our breakfast, and our dinner. Hallelujah. We just truly thank God for that on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If I could get more people, more young people on the line to listen to that, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm pretty sure it'll make a whole lot of sense. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Pastor Sanika. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to altar call from Prophetess Lucretia. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. First, I'd like to say thank you, Pastor Nika, for touching and speaking to our youth, speaking to our young people. Yes, it is a test. It's not going to be permanently. Because we're going to take back our youth. We're going to take back our strength and our power and our will because we are stronger. The no-names are trying to take us out because he know that we are stronger together than we are separated and apart and don't know who we are. But when we know who we are and know who we is in God, that nothing can come against that. So thank you, Pastor Nika, for letting us know that God is with us no matter what, and we don't have to be angry about it, and we don't need to come together as one and be strong and just love for everything that God has given us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this is another thing that everyone can participate in. We can all clear our hearts, clear our minds. And if anyone who would like to be saved, that who don't know God or that who knows God and just want to get their life renewed and rededicated and start over with him, he don't mind. He's here with open arms and just waiting on you. I'm going to read 1 Peter 2, verse 2 and 3. And it says, like a newborn baby, crave for pure spiritual milk,
so that by it you have, that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have taste that the Lord is good. So that means that the Lord is going to give you a taste of his spiritual milk. And when you grow up, that he's going to give you the salvation of anything that he desires you to do. He's going to give you that salvation of everything that you desire to do. He's going to give you that salvation. When you do babies, you're crawling, you're just not learning how to crawl. So you're going to taste that milk. You're going to love that milk. You're going to love that spiritual milk that he's giving you. And when you grow up, you're going to learn more and more advanced things. So that's why he says salvation is going to teach you way, way more things that when you try to teach it when you're a babe. You're going to learn a lot of stuff when you're a babe, but you're going to learn not way more about him when you've grown up. So it's just basically the same. It's just a cycle all over. Like we teach our kids the stuff, you know, when they're babies and babes and stuff like that. And when we get older, we learn way, way more, you know, about life than we did when we was younger. So it's the same thing with him. It just repeats itself. So this is the time where everyone can, anyone that'll be out there who would like to get their life back to God and renew their spirit, or just a person that's a babe and don't know God and like to give their life to God, we're here with open arms. And so is Jesus. We're not going to judge. We're not going to criticize anybody because God didn't do that. And so we're not going to do that also. We are here to love and cherish and pray for one another and be happy. So would that be anyone? Okay. Dear Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, for the ones who did not come, Lord God, and was afraid, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they will come one day, Lord God, that they, you will be pulling on them to come, Lord God, to give their life to you, Lord God, because it's the best thing that could ever happen, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the people that who are saved, Lord God, that who knows you, Lord God, and learning more and more and more about you, Lord God, because there's many more things to learn about you, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for your love and your kindness and your patience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Meek and that beautiful word about praying about the youth and teaching about the youth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our youth, Lord God, for each and every one, Lord God, that we are blessed, Lord God. We cast all eight things, Lord God, that try to come against us, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for everything in our lives, Lord God, that is taking place, Lord God, because you get all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophet Dominique, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We definitely thank you, Pastor Tanika, for bringing us that word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, we're going to go into open remarks and comments about the word on today or anything you have to say for our service on today. In Jesus' name, the mic is open to everyone. Hallelujah at this time. Amen. Would there be anyone have any remarks or comments? Amen, amen. Would our brother from Africa, Francis, have anything to say on today, amen? We thank you and bless you for being on. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we thank you and God bless you for being on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right.
I have something, kind sisters. We could just extend prayers to those in California and pray for God's healing of that territory and safety of those people. I had a question. Yeah.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. As far as our announcements on today, amen, amen. Will there be any new announcements on today from Apostle Trina or Pastor Sunika on today?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will be having an activation and impartation service on November the 30th. If you would like to participate, please inbox myself or our Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley. Or you can also go to the website and click on that you would like to participate. My God, it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. All other announcements will be posted on our website. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Also, if you know anyone who's in need of a Thanksgiving blessing basket or you would like to donate, please contact myself or Apostle Trina or Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley. You can also go to www.imaruby.com and click on Seed Planning / Partnership. And at the bottom of the page, you can put in the amount and in the comments write for the Thanksgiving Day blessing baskets. My God, it is our desire that everyone will have food for the holidays, and we thank everyone who is going to participate. That concludes the announcements, and I'll post up the other ones. Our Apostle Trina will post it up on our website and our Facebook pages. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Now we will go to our final remarks from our very own Booty Shauna.
Hello, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Apostle T, she is resting. She is replenishing. She will be back pretty soon. She'll be off for a couple of days. If you like to text anybody, you can text me or anything like that, or anyone on the staff. She said her remarks of blessings and love and kindness. So if anyone has anything, just text me or Pastor Sunika, and we will get back with you. So she sent her love and kindness and her remarks to everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prophet Dominique, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. And just want to let her know we all love her. Okay, so we will go to Pastor Sunika for the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. I just want to thank everyone for coming out to worship with I Am a Ruby, Florida. My God, it was a powerful time in the Lord. I want to take time to say happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. My God, and that's that you keep our service members in prayer throughout the world. My God, who has been defending our freedom so that we can be able to have the ability to call on the name of Jesus. We just pray for everyone throughout the world that they too will have that freedom to call on the name of Jesus. My God, I love everyone, and I just thank everyone for coming on the line today and worshiping and fellowshipping with us. My God, we pray that on 11/11, my God, that you would prophesy, declare, decree whatever you want. Post it on our website, tells you what 11/11 means. My God, and the Archangel Raziel, the Archangel of Mysteries, my God, and the Lord, it tells you about him too. My God, so we just thank everyone. Father God, we just come in your name, Lord, just thank you for today, my God, for this powerful gospel worship explosion. My God, we just bless your holy name on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray for the people in California in the wake of the recent mass shooting, Father God. We come against silent killers and premature death among our young people, Father God. We pray for Northern California that's been hit by those raging wildfires that's destroying things, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the young people over in Yemen, Father God, that they will no longer be starving, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the people over in Syria, Father God, that they won't be starving anymore either, Father God. We just pray for the whole Middle Eastern region, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for all your people throughout the world that they'll be able to call on the name of Jesus, Father God. We know that there's power, dominion, and authority in the name of Jesus, Father God, to lay hands on the sick, Father God, and they will be healed to drive out all evil spirits, demons, and devils, Father God. And they will be set free and made whole, Father God, to raise the spiritually and physically dead, and they will live, Father God. We just bless your holy name. We say a prayer for our Queen Chief Apostle Shonda Wiley as she's resting, Father God, that you'll continue to divinely heal her, Father God. We say a special prayer for our evangelist Bobby, Father God, that you'll continue to heal her, Father God. We pray for the whole mysterious staff, Father God, that you continue to perform those miracle signs and wonders in our lives, Father God. And we pray for the whole I Am a Ruby family, Father God, from the U.S. to Africa, to Europe, to Asia, Antarctica, Father God, South America, North America, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. We cancel any whiplash, backlash, any silent killers, premature death, heart attacks, strokes, aneurysm, the C word, Father God, to the 20th generation. We bind your peace, love, joy, fruit of the Spirit, Father God, to all of your people and your grace and mercy, Father God. We bless your holy name, O grace and eternal God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, we're going to go into our closing song, and we'll get back on to say agape. Hallelujah.
Yeah. They see me smiling when I hit the streets and laugh with everyone I meet. They see me calm when trouble comes my way, 'cause I know that it will be okay. And every single day I wake up, I lift up my hands and I pray, 'cause I know that you would give me life to live, and then grace and mercy follows, so I can do the will, and I'm happy. But to some, that's a mystery, yeah. But they don't know that I'm a worshiper, and they don't know that I'm in love with you. So crazy. Worship has kept me sane. If every man was a dog, then it kept me trained. Allows me to smile in the midst of the pain.
to God, my umbrella in the midst of the rain. And so, the coolest thing in the world to be is a man that's in love with the G-O-D. He, she, me, cool with the worship. You know me, brother. Wind band, left hand, pinky ring on the other eye. Worship in an elevator, worship on a respirator. Worship in front of my haters, candy worship now and later. Or in a pair of jeans and a button down. In the suburbs, we can take it down.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. And what do we say before we get off the line? Agape.
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 Agape.